Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Pam Springer is our guest. It's our good friend Pamela Springer, CEO of Manta, MANTA.com. Pam, tell us about Manta.
Sure, great. Manta is the community for small business, Jim. We specialize in helping small business owners promote their companies so they can sell more and connect with each other. We had 30 million people last month looking for companies on Manta,
wow,
whether that be to buy from or to partner with or to connect to. And as a result, we're the third largest business information site on the web, according to Comscore.
Wow. You know, I don't know how many times I look for a company on Google, and your listing comes up.
Well, we work really hard for that.
And I'm talking about little bitty. Sometimes I'll be looking for little teeny tiny companies that I can't even find them in the phone book, and I find a listing on Manta.
That's great.
I did that last week.
Yeah, that's great to hear. We have over 64 million companies worldwide in Manta.
Wow.
Of which 25 million of those are U.S. companies.
And that's double what you were doing when you joined me on the show first time, Pam. So I'm always glad to help out. I'm glad I was able to make that happen for you there, Pam.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're absolutely right, Pam.
So Manta.com, what does it take to be part of that, part of your organization?
Well, come and claim your profile. So if you have your business profile already, you can make the data better. You can add a lot to it. If we don't have your company by chance, you can add it.
What's it cost?
It's free.
How about
no
that?
We
like free stuff. Thank you for that.
That's
so,
right.
Folks,
no cost to you. Well, there are all the adding yourself and everything, that's all free. Down the road, there's additional subscription things, premium things.
If you want more stuff.
But fundamentally, the site's free, and you can join and be part of it so people can find you.
Check it out, folks. I'm telling you, the Manta is a player, and you want people to be able to find you there. Pam, we've been talking about unemployment. We're talking about the issues that we've got. What's it going to take to get things going again? I said earlier that the key to solving all these other problems is getting people back to work. It'll solve real estate. It'll solve the debt issue. It'll solve the deficit issue, and so many other things. And one of the things that I think, well, I'd like to ask, what do you think America needs to do to get back to work?
I think we have to have accountability, and we have to have balance.
Accountability? Whose accountability?
Well, the accountability for what's happening as we decide what we elect to fund and what we elect to cut, and really try to eliminate the posturing and the positioning based upon who gets elected in a year or two and not. It's so readily apparent, Jim, that even if I'm a Democrat or a Republican, but I'm going to be running in 2 years, I have to be very careful with what I can vote for, even if my party is in favor
right.
of something. And that long term is headed down, you know.
What you're saying is lack of leadership.
Bad direction. But fundamentally, if we get to, you know, as you think about a business, not to make it overly simple, but, you know, you have a board of directors and you have an executive team that's accountable for results.
Yeah.
And right now I look around, it's like, who's on point for this?
Mm-hmm. You're saying partisanship has a greater weight in Washington than leadership. And of course, you know, no big shock there. No, we won't alert the media about that. But it seems to me that leadership is in shorter supply these days than it used to be. What do you think?
Yeah, leadership, you know, people who have character and have the values and character and accountability to do the right thing versus the personality to do what's in the, you know, the flavor of the month and to do the easy thing. I think we are shy on leadership, and you know, whether we're a headline-driven world or a soundbite-driven world, we have to get back into making meaningful decisions. You know, there was a lot done earlier in the year and last year on health care and taxes and big, bold strokes, and whether we agree with them or not, seems like to me like a lot was trying to get done quickly. You know, we just need to be mindful, and we got here. It took us a while to get here. Let's just be mindful and deliberate and start taking action, but be accountable for those actions.
Mm-hmm.
my concerns between now and the next presidential election, it's just going to be a shell game.
Yeah.
And
I'm worried about, Pam, is that in trying to get reelected, they're going to do more damage. They're going to create more things that we have to pay for down the road. That there won't be any real solutions.
And in the meantime, all these business owners, you know, our balance sheets are getting better, and you know, loans are being actually handed out less. You know, last week, Wall Street Journal reported that 50% less loans are starting to be given out again. And it's like, if we want jobs back, and if we want the economy to get back going, you know, we need to make sure that we have the proper support system.
Yeah.
And let's talk about accountability.
Pam, I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. Manta.com, Pamela Springer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Thanks, Pam, for bringing the survey and everything to us today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.